This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Federal Aviation Administration has issued an emergency order grounding all Boeing 737 MAX jets immediately. This is in response to the weekend disaster involving an Ethiopian Airlines jet. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The acting head of the FAA, Daniel Elwell, says after studying enhanced images from the weekend crash and finding a similarity to what happened in October with the same type of jet in Indonesia.
The FAA is ordering the temporary grounding of Boeing 737 MAX aircraft.
Why did the agency wait while other countries had grounded those jets?
We are a fact-driven, a data-based organization.
A Canadian aviation official says before both crashes, an automatic system kicked in to force the nose of the aircraft down. Boeing says it supports the FAA decision to ground the new jetliners, although it still has full confidence in their safety. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The U.S. Senate defied President Trump Wednesday and voted to cut off support for the Saudi-led coalition fighting rebels in Yemen. Lawmakers from both parties have expressed disappointment not only by the bloodshed there, but also Mr. Trump's tepid response to the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The U.S. Senate is expected to vote against President Trump on Thursday by disapproving the president's national emergency declaration to fund wall construction along the U.S.-Mexico border. Handful of Senate Republicans have committed to joining unified Democrats. White House spokeswoman Mercedes Schlapp says that President Trump wants Republican senators to show unity.
We know exactly where the president stands on this. And so, in essence, he does see how the Democrats view this as for them, it's about open borders, and they stick together on open borders. For Republicans, he's made it very clear a vote for national security is a vote for border security.
And the democratically led House of Representatives already approved the measure. This is VOA News. A federal judge in Washington sentenced former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort to 3.5 years in prison for conspiracy and witness tampering, stemming from his work as a lobbyist for Ukraine's former pro-Russian president. The sentence comes on top of the nearly 4 years in prison Manafort received last week on federal charges of tax and bank fraud. Now President Trump says he feels very badly for Manafort. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Hours after Manafort was sentenced.
On a human basis, it's a very sad thing.
Would he consider pardoning Manafort, an idea he's floated before?
I have not even given it a thought as of this moment.
The president said he was unaware New York is now charging Manafort with state crimes, which is seen as a strategy for preventing a potential presidential pardon. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Islamic State fighters launched new counterattacks against U.S.-backed forces, or backed forces, Wednesday as the militants clung to the terror group's last scrap of territory in northeastern Syria. An unknown number of IS fighters have been hiding in a small area by the town of Baghouz, covered by bullet-ravaged campsites and broken buildings. British lawmakers have ruled out Theresa May's proposed deal with the EU to finalize Brexit, putting pressure on May to find a way out of the impasse. We get more from Reuters' Lucy Field.
Now lawmakers will decide whether to delay Brexit. That's Thursday's vote in this week's parliamentary marathon. If yes, Britain will seek an extension to the negotiation period, or Article 50. But the EU will have to agree. And its Brexit negotiator is already asking, more time for what? May will have to explain to Brussels how a few more months would do anything more than prolong the agony of this deeply divided country. Despite this week's drama, all Brexit bets remain off, with possible outcomes including a delay, a last-minute passing of May's deal, an accidental no-deal Brexit, or another referendum. Investors fear a no-deal Brexit would plunge the world's fifth-largest economy into turmoil. So Wednesday's vote was expected.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. A Nigerian emergency official said that at least 8 people died and nearly 40 others were rescued from a collapsed building in Lagos. An unknown number of children are dead or trapped in the rubble of the 3-story building that housed a primary school. Onlookers said that a school with about 100 students was located on the building's top floor. More at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.